Good morning, children. It is I, the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com, on the interwebs. It is morning. It is 5 o'clock in the morning. God damn it. I'm fucking up already. Great. I only have one hand. That's enough to whack off with. I've been awake for a couple hours. Wasn't sleeping good last night. Finally just got my ass up. I'm about to spill hot coffee on myself. Let's see how this goes. Nope. Managed to not do that. But I was trying. There's no try. There's only do or do not. This morning, I want to give you dumbasses out there a little bit of practical advice, some feedback. Now, here's a fact. Again, this everything I say is fucking obvious. That's why my podcast is called Stating the Obvious, even though this right here is Anarchy Moment. Not everybody can run their own business, own their own business, do their own thing. With the economy going the way it's going, yada, 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 right? Self-employment, owning your own business, doing your own thing, especially doing something where you're not selling your time, like, for example, writing a book, and then you sell the book, and you don't have to put more time into all this. So all this stuff, it's been talked about before. Other people have talked about it. I've talked about it. The fact of the matter is, most people, 95% of people out there, are not going to start their own business. They're not going to go into business for themselves. They're not going to be entrepreneurs. They're not going to be their own source of income. 95% of you out there, well, all right, a bunch of you are on welfare, so that's a whole different thing. Of the people not on welfare, 95% of you out there are going to have a job working for someone else. And especially for you millennials, or medicated generation, as I like to refer to you. You should listen to this. Because today, I'm going to give you some feedback on how the fuck you can actually keep a job. Because there's people out there who are unemployed and probably can't figure out why they don't have jobs. And so today, I'm going to explain to you why you don't have a job. And these are all 100% real situations. As if you've listened to this cast for a while, for those of you who are new, I do own my own business. I also do freelance work for, say, freelance. I am an employee for several organizations that do theatrical and event type work. Those are all part-time gigs. That's why I have multiple jobs and run my own business and do this podcast. And yet there are people, I don't have time. So this chat, so let's talk about something completely different for a minute. Now for something completely different, more complaining about women. This chick that I'm sort of seeing, it's like been 2 weeks. She's like, oh, I'm just so busy. Oh, I'm just so busy. It's like, you have a job. And how can your time management skills be this bad that in 2 weeks you can't, you know, get together with me? Not that I'm agonizing over this, mind you. I mean, I'm still hitting on other women. Just the point is, women claim they have good time management skills. They claim they multitask. And of course, in conversation with this girl, we're discussing the concept of work-life balance. And she's telling me, oh yeah, I really believe in having a good work-life balance also. Or, you know, something to that effect. But it's just like, okay, when you said that, did you not realize you were lying, or did you think I wouldn't figure out you were lying? So anyhow, but then of course, as I've discussed before, women are very confused about the job place. Women think that a job is a place where you go to hang out with your friends and do things you enjoy. And so women spend way too much time at work, but then that's the way the state wants it, because the state wants you to be emotionally invested and attached to your job, because it helps to prevent you from becoming emotionally attached and invested to men, because, of course, you're supposed to hate men. That's what femistatism teaches women. Anyhow, none of that has anything to do with what I'm supposed to be talking about. But it is 5:10 in the morning, which is actually not that early for me. Some of you don't drag out of bed until 10 minutes before you're supposed to be at work, and that's part of the fucking problem. I don't have to be where I'm supposed to be today to do what I'm going to get paid money to do until 9 a.m., and yet I'm already awake. I'm drinking my coffee. I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to show up at my job where I'm getting paid to do stuff. I'm going to show up and I'm going to be ready to actually function and accomplish things. Unlike those of you who don't have jobs and can't fucking figure out why. So here's hint number one. This has been an ongoing thing through all the years I've worked in theater and event business. And typically, well, sometimes we have really early call times. Sometimes I have to be at the fucking site at 5 o'clock in the morning. Other times, I don't have to be at the site until fucking 10 a.m. Sometimes not even till noon. Sometimes not till 1 p.m. Sometimes not till fucking 6 o'clock at night. And people show up to work. They're like, they're all tired. It'll be early in the morning. Say we've got a 10 a.m. call. This is not an exaggeration. 10 a.m. Got to be on the site. People will show up. Oh, I partied all night. I didn't get much sleep. I'm still hungover. I haven't had breakfast. When are we going to take a lunch break? I'm really hungry. Like, fucking Christ. You goddamn fucking children. If you have to work the next day, don't go out and get drunk. Don't stay up all night watching TV, playing video games. Get up in the morning, not 15 minutes before you're supposed to be at work. Get your fucking ass up ahead of time. Eat some goddamn food. And fucking show up ready to do some goddamn work. I am so fucking sick of people dragging in. You know, and at one of my places where I work, jobs, that's what that's called, job. You call that a job. It's a place where you go and they pay you money and you do work for it. I know. It's not a fucking social occasion for you fucking millennials and you fucking women. God, the millennials are so fucking feminized. Like the little, I swear, the millennial boys are like girls with penises. They're so fucking feminized. They just want to come to work and hang out and have fun with their friends. Show the fuck up ready to work, people. Eat some goddamn food before you come to work. Sleep the night before. Drink your goddamn coffee on your time. So let me just grab a list. There's the list. I have two fucking pages here. Okay, let me just start here. So speaking of that, so we got this one person. He shows up every fucking day 15 minutes late, without exception. Without exception, always 15 minutes late with a fucking Starbucks cup in his hand. So he has time to stop at Starbucks, but he doesn't have time to get to work on time. Get the fuck out of bed 15 minutes earlier. How difficult is that? Get the fuck out of bed 15 fucking minutes earlier. You're 15 minutes late every fucking day. Okay, this is called pattern recognition skills. If you don't have pattern recognition skills, that's nature's way of saying that natural selection should have eliminated your DNA from the gene pool. Pattern recognition skills are one of the key aspects of the human brain. This is not a motherfucking opinion, okay? You get your fucking feelings hurt, you call me racist, sexist, homophobic, whatever the fuck you want to do, this is a motherfucking fact. Multiple studies, not to mention life experience that I have from walking around on the goddamn planet from all these years, human beings possess pattern recognition skills. We look for patterns. You give us completely random events, we will look for patterns in them. We look up at the fucking stars, we find patterns. We call them constellations. When we look at behavior, everybody's trying to look at the stock market and find a pattern. It's completely fucking random. The fucking global warming wackos are looking at the goddamn fucking temperature of the planet Earth, which is completely fucking random. Because it's a goddamn dynamic, ever-changing system. It's called the climate. It's not the same. It changes. But the fucking global warming wackos look at that and try to find a pattern and call it global warming and say that we're all gonna die. Right? Humans look for patterns. In everything we do around us, we look for patterns. It's built into our fucking brain. Have some goddamn pattern recognition skills. I'm late for work every day by 15 minutes. I wonder if tomorrow I should get my fucking worthless ass out of bed 15 minutes earlier. No, I don't have to do that because I voted for Obama. This same person always has to leave early. He can't work where he's supposed to be there till 5 o'clock, but every fucking day. I have to leave. It's 2 o'clock. I have to leave early. Oh, really? I have to go to my other job. Oh, well then, why don't you just work at this other fucking job? Why the fuck are you here burdening me with your presence? Because you come in saying you're going to fucking work, but then you say you have to leave early. And then one day, he's only worked here 3 fucking days. Well, no, it's not true. He worked here a little while back. Because again, this work is all very part-time-ish. And you may be saying, well, but it's part-time. He's not guaranteed. No, yeah, there's a reason why he's not guaranteed hours. It's because he sucks. This person is coming to us through a temporary employment agency. One of those temp services, that's what they're called. Let me get this off before I forget about it. If you work for a temp service because you don't have a job, there's probably a reason why you don't have a job. It might be because you're 15 minutes late every fucking day with a cup of fucking Starbucks in your hand. And because you have to leave early every fucking day. So, out of the last 3 days, this fucker has worked. These next three examples, these are 3 days worth of working with 3 people from a temp agency. Remember, if you're at a temp agency, it's because you're unemployed. You're probably unemployed for a reason. I'm explaining to you what that reason is right now. You might want to fucking listen because you're a fucking idiot. I don't give a fuck that you voted for Obama. I don't give a fuck you have a fucking rainbow flag. I don't give a fuck that you're open-minded and tolerant and diverse. You're a fucking moron. All right. The first day, he shows up 15 minutes late. He's got to leave at 2 o'clock to go to his other job. The second day, he doesn't show up at all because he decides he needs to go to Denver for, I think his other job is in Denver. So he's like, I have to go to Denver. Oh, that's great. Remember, I'm supposed to have 3 fucking people from the temp service for 3 days from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 p.m. at night. That's 1700 for those of us who fucking know how to tell military time like goddamn normal people. Loving people, well, it will be at 5 o'clock. Well, 5 a.m., 5 p.m. Well, what do you think? Well, I don't know. That's why I'm fucking asking you. Learn to use military time so people know what the fuck you're doing. Some of us actually fucking do shit around the clock, okay? When you say 5 o'clock to me, I need to know. What, you talking about 5 o'clock? Or are you talking about 500 hours? Or are you talking about 1700 hours? Fucking learn to tell military time. Stop burdening me with your fucking AM, PM shit, you fucking losers. Okay. So the second day, the fucking loser doesn't even show up. And then the third day, he again drags in 15 minutes late, cup of coffee in his hand. And he's like, I have to leave at 2 o'clock. All right, so much for fucking 3 people from 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 p.m. at night. Okay, loser number two. Loser number two shows up the first day. Shows up the second day. This loser is telling me about what a great worker he is, how hard he can work, how he can work 16-hour days, because I'm telling him there's a lot of work. He's asking me, Is there more work coming up? I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of work coming up in December. We're really fucking busy. Oh, yeah, man, I'm a workhorse. I can work so hard. I'm not like these other people. What are the rules? By the way, I'm writing down the rules of CLSology. It'll be coming to you soon. I am making a list of the rules of CLSology. And one of those rules is that whenever somebody tells you they are something, that means they aren't. right? We've gone over this before. The person who tells you I'm not a racist is the biggest fucking racist ever. The people who tell you they support free speech are the people who want speech codes and believe in hate speech and all this other shit. Okay, so whenever some motherfucker tells me, oh, I'm a workhorse, you can't work me into the ground. Oh God, my eyes just rolled back in my head and I just laughed at him. I'm like, you know how many times I've heard this shit before. So day one and day two, he shows up. He half-assed does stuff. He can't fucking follow. Learn to follow directions. Again, if you're going to have a job working for somebody else, and you are because you're never going to be able to do anything on your own, you have to learn how to fucking follow directions. When I tell you to do something a specific way, I don't mean for you to take my specific directions that I give you and fucking alter them to suit your own devices. I mean for you to fucking do what you're told to do the way I told you to do it. Because I told you to do it a specific way for a fucking specific reason. And it is not up to you to take liberties with the way you've been instructed to do the fucking work. Okay? If you want to be able to take liberties with the way the work is done, then that means you need to be the owner of the company or you need to be the person in charge. And when you're a fucking loser who's unemployed working for a temp agency, you don't own the company and you're not in charge. So you need to do what the fuck you're told to do the way you're fucking told to do it, or don't expect to ever fucking have another job at the place where you're working. Pause for coffee break. Because I'm drinking my coffee before I go to work. Because when I fucking show up to work, I'm going to actually do work. I should take my Zoom H2 handheld recorder to work today so I can record me bitch slapping people. Because it might happen. Okay. So anyway, I'm listening to all this bullshit about how hard he can work. Day number three, he just doesn't show up at all. He doesn't call anybody. No, not, just nothing. Just bang. Doesn't show up. So there's your fucking hard worker. So this guy is making fun of the other guys for leaving early. On day two, he's making fun of the other guys for leaving early, telling me about how that will never happen with him because he doesn't have problems and he can work all day and all this other shit. Day number three, he just doesn't show up. So we see where we're dealing with there. Then the guy number three shows up on day one. Half-asses his way through the day, whatever. Shows up on day number two. We're doing some work in a warehouse. It's not exactly hot. I mean, it was 80-something degrees. And he was doing labor that involved virtually no heavy lifting whatsoever. The guy was about to die of heat stroke because he's out of shape, and because the entire day I never once saw him drinking any water. The workhorse guy was making fun of him to his face, which was actually pretty funny. And the workhorse guy told him, he's like, you know, if you'd go to the gym once in a while and drink some water, you'd be able to function. All right, kudos to the workhorse guy on that one. He didn't show up on day three, but that was really fucking funny. Because, I mean, this guy's doing, like, virtually nothing, not hard labor at all, which is what we often do in this business. We spend a lot of time pushing heavy shit, picking up heavy shit, carrying heavy shit, climbing up ladders with heavy shit, moving heavy shit, doing heavy shit in the fucking heat. This was one of the fucking easiest days ever. You're standing around in a warehouse moving small objects around, and the guy is about to die of heat stroke. So he has to go take a break. And it's like, dude, drink some fucking water. Stop drinking carbonated sugar water. So then he comes back after his fucking, 30-minute break so he doesn't die. And he tells me he has to leave early because unemployed people always have to leave early because they can't fucking come to work and function. You know why he has to leave early? He has to leave early because his sister got beat up by her boyfriend. Now, let's jump gears for a minute to another theater/event place where I work. I go in there to do an event. There's only one other person there who knows his ass from a hole in the ground because everybody else there is a fucking amateur. And we're getting ready to start doing the work that must be done. And this guy comes up to me and says, hey, you're going to have to do this on your own because I have to leave. I'm like, we just got here. He's like, well, I have to leave. What's up, man? Well, my sister just got beat up by her boyfriend. Okay, so first of all, boys, what is this shit where you have to leave your job because your sister's getting beat up by your by her boyfriend? Is her boyfriend so fucking incompetent at beating her up that you have to go help him? I mean, what the fuck? Why do you have to leave work, which you're supposed to be, you know, this is, you're getting paid to be here to fucking help me. You're leaving work, you're leaving me here to do your fucking job for you so that you can go babysit your sister. Girls, if you're all so fucking strong and independent and you have such great skills of empathy, you know what I'm fucking sick of hearing about? I'm sick of hearing about my coffee's getting cold, goddammit. I'm sick of hearing people, and even you hear this in the fucking manosphere from the pickup artist and all this other shit, about how women have such great bullshit detectors. Women can tell if you're genuine and honest, and women can tell if you're lying, and women can tell if you only want to get in their pants. If women are so strong and independent and intelligent and great communication skills and empathy, and they have bullshit detectors, why do you women keep fucking men who hit you? I'm just curious. There's this other chick I work with. Her boyfriend just like has fucking beat her into the ground. Emotionally, mentally. I don't know if he's abused her physically, but just emotionally and mentally, she is destroyed. He has just fucking destroyed her. If you women are so fucking strong, and of course we know the answer. The answer is because you're genetically programmed to have sex and reproduce with the strongest men around so that your children will be strong. I told a story a long time ago. I should tell it again briefly. Plus, my Zoom is running out of battery power. This may end prematurely, like premature ejaculation. Yeah, well, as long as I'm satisfied, fuck you, honey. As a person I went to school with many years ago once told me, he said, the harder you hit a woman, the more she loves you. And at the time he said that, I thought that was one of the most terrible things I'd ever heard in my life. I was like, you can't fucking be serious. He's like, no, I am. Now, many years later, that I have life experience, and I have experience with women, and I've talked to other people who have experience with women, and I have female friends, and I've worked with women, and all this. Yeah, it's true. All these women, they have these boyfriends who beat them and abuse them physically, abuse them emotionally. And you're just so fucking stupid. You keep going back. You can't figure it out. Because you're genetically programmed to have sex with these men so that you can have strong children. But oh, you think you're so fucking brilliant. You think you're so strong and independent. And you think you should be paid the same amount of money I am, even though you can't fucking show up to work. And when you do, you're completely fucking incompetent. Okay, here we go. Here's some more stuff. The other day, we're working. I got three fucking people. I tell three fucking people, take this object right here. Oh, no, wait. Coffee. Okay. All right. So I told three fucking people, they're carrying all these objects. I said, guys, bring those objects, put the objects right here where I'm standing, right here.
Okay. All right.
These are all millennials. These are all fucking medicated generation. All three of them are under the age of 30. I'm standing there. I said, put that stuff right where I'm standing. Okay, they go over there. Each of them picks up a box. They carry it towards me. One of them goes over to my right by about 5 meters and puts the box down. The other two go to my left by about 5 meters and put the boxes down. And I'm like, guys, put the stuff where I'm standing, right here.
Oh, okay.
One of them, who went to the left, picks up his box. He walks towards me. He walks past me. He goes about 5 meters to my right, where the other box is, and puts his box there. I'm like, guys, put the boxes right here where I am standing. And they're looking at me like I'm the stupidest person they've ever seen in their lives. And yeah, I get it. Two objects can't occupy the same space at the same time. Don't try to get all fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson on me, okay? Bring the fucking boxes right here where I am standing. Put them right fucking here. Third time, they finally got close enough to where I wanted them to put the boxes that I was willing to just fucking let it go. But I mean, you fucking kids, you can't follow simple directions like take this object and put it over here. My other favorite, this is all millennials territory now. The three douchebags I was talking about, one of them's definitely a millennial. The other two, well, the guy who was passing out from heat stroke, he can't possibly be a millennial. Just because he's just so out of shape. I don't think he's a millennial. And then the idiot who shows up at 15 minutes late with a cup of coffee in his hand, nah, he might be a millennial or really close to it. He's definitely under 30. Okay, anyway, so then we send the millennials to lunch. They're gone for an hour. They come back from lunch. What's the first thing they do? They open up a bag of potato chips and start eating. I shouldn't say they, the one of them. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And this, I see this all the time. We'll send them to lunch. They come back from lunch. They come back from lunch. They open food, start eating. They open up a fucking Coke and start drinking a soda. It's like, you just fucking came back from lunch. Did you not eat and drink while you were at lunch? You are not getting paid. This is why you don't have a job. This is why you don't have a full-time job. Because you think that the purpose in going to work is to eat food. It's not. I mean, I'm not making this shit up. People show up, they fucking get on the clock, and the first thing they do is open a can of Coke and get some food out and start eating. Okay, you don't have an office job. And I know when you work at the office, you go in and the first thing you do is you make coffee and you stand around the coffee pot and you fucking gossip with your... Well, you know what? You don't have that fucking college degree that lets you have that cubicle job where you get to do that. You have no fucking education. You have no life experience. You're a goddamn 20-year-old millennial. You have nothing. You have not earned the right to... If I show up for work and I fucking with a cup of coffee in my hand, I've been doing this theater shit for 15 fucking years. That's another thing about you millennials that you don't understand is the concept of paying your dues. You think, because I see this all the time, you fucking kids, you show up at work, you're 19 fucking years old, and I've been working longer than you've been alive. And you think that you're entitled to the same privileges that I am, and you're not. And I know it's difficult for you to understand that you're not entitled to what I'm entitled to, because you don't understand the concept of paying dues. And I really don't know how to explain that to you, but the fact that you don't understand it is another reason why you're not going to keep a job for long. Because when people see that you think you're privileged, they're just going to fire you and get somebody else who's willing to work their way up. And I know you think you're a snowflake. You think you are exempt from having to work your way up the food chain. Because you're special, you're a snowflake, your mommy told you you could be anything you wanted to be, all this other bullshit. It's not true. You have to fucking work. You also have to work quickly. I have never seen human beings that move as slow as the millennials. I mean, just watching them walk across the room, it's like they're walking in slow motion. Move like you have a purpose. I don't know if there's even anything more to say about that. Just move like you have a fucking purpose, guys. Oh, and speaking of millennial habits, put shit away. It's like no one ever taught you to put shit back. Working with these people, they go to the fucking tool cabinet, they get out a screwdriver, they use the screwdriver. When they're finished with it, they just drop it where they are standing, lit on the floor. I will fucking walk around and tools are just laying on the floor. Because God's fucking forbid that you goddamn little fucking millennial fucks should take a goddamn tool and put it back where you got it from. Doing that would just fucking kill you. This would tax your fucking mentality. You're the smartest generation ever, but you can't figure out how to pick shit up after yourself and put it away. Your mother does not fucking work here. I am so fucking sick of having to walk around behind people and pick shit up because they're too goddamn dumb to put things away. We're loading a truck. Big box truck. We're loading shit on a truck. Millennial is loading the fucking truck. We're sending the shit up. The millennial's putting it on the truck. The millennial is talking about how he was on tour and all this other shit. He's been doing this for months. He's worked with us off and on for months. He did a big tour with some guy. So he's talking all this shit. Great, whatever. Get in there, load the fucking truck. That's great. He loads the truck. We lock the truck up. We're driving the fucking truck. I hear shit in the back, like banging on the walls. I'm like, what the fuck? He didn't strap something down. So we get to our destination. We open the back of the truck. Nothing in the truck is strapped down. Road cases on wheels in the back of the truck on wheels. Wheels roll, for those of you who are millennials. Two double stacks of road cases on wheels in the back of the truck, just rolling around free. He did not strap down a single fucking thing in the back of the truck. Thousands of dollars worth of equipment just rolling around in the back of the truck. Because that's another thing about you fucking millennials. I need to write this down in my show notes because I just thought of this. You fucking millennials, it's like you don't understand. Again, you're so feminized. You're just like women. Just like women don't understand that other people exist. Millennial boys are the same way. Millennials and females as a whole don't understand that other human beings exist. Like if you're talking to a woman, when you finish talking to the woman and the woman turns around, like she walks away and she leaves the room, as far as she understands, you don't exist anymore because you're not in the room with her. And if you're not doing anything to serve her devices, you don't exist. And millennials, male and female, are exactly the same way. They don't understand other human beings exist for a reason other than to serve them. And furthermore, they don't understand that stuff that belongs to other people belongs to other people. Like, they don't understand that you need to take care of the company's equipment because it's not yours and it costs money. And if it gets broken, it has to be fixed. Other people exist. Other people's stuff. I'm making notes for myself for the show notes. Like, you fucking millennials, you don't understand that stuff that belongs to other people belongs to other people. And you need to take care of it. You need to put the tools away. We've got these fucking pieces of furniture that are fucking fragile. And they're like dragging them across concrete floors and stuff like that. Do you not fucking understand? And you don't. I mean, you obviously don't. They don't fucking understand the concept of taking care of the fucking... They don't understand not abusing the equipment. I don't even know how to fucking explain this. This is so fucking obvious to me that if you have a piece of plexiglass, it can be scratched, and you don't take the plexiglass and drag it across a concrete floor. And yet that's exactly what I watched them do yesterday. And I'm like, how in the fuck can you not understand this? Like, how can you be this goddamn stupid and this fucking unobservant of the world around you that you just do things that are, you know, they take fragile shit and they just drop it on the ground because they don't want to bend down to sit it down. They just drop shit. Like, how can you be this fucking stupid? And of course, the answer is 12 years of public education, you know, being told you're a snowflake, all this other shit. But they're just so fucking dumb. Why would you think that you could take heavy road cases full of equipment that costs thousands of dollars and has glass in it and put them on a truck and not strap them down? What would make you think that those road cases aren't going to roll around in the back of the truck as the truck is driving down the road? Do you not understand even the most basic thing about physics? That motion, wheels, inertia, gravity, force. I mean, do you not and of course, you don't. You're so fucking stupid. They're just fucking stupid. Then, speaking of stupid and speaking of paying dues. So we're doing this gig at this festival. And again, we've got guys from the temporary agency. And this one guy from the temp agency, he's working with us. He's worked like 3 days, whatever, 2 days, something like that. Anyway, is that a big ass spider? What the fuck? That is a spider. Hey, spider. I was trail running the other day. I saw a wolf spider. Sucker was big, man. He was huge. He was probably, I'm talking about his leg span. He was probably close to 4 inches. He's a big old wolf spider right on the trail. Also found a lot of praying mantises out lately on the bike trails. Like, I'm biking down the trail on the paved trail. There's this praying mantis sitting right in the middle of the trail. I've seen this twice now. I'm like, dude. So I had to stop my bike and go like, dude, get the fuck out of the trail before somebody runs you over. Anyway, yes, see, insects, I save praying mantises that are on the bike trail by getting them off the trail so they don't get run over, because I don't want the praying mantis to die. Millennials, however, I would very happily kill them. And some people may say, oh, great one, you're just exaggerating. Let me remind you, I was in the military. I have been trained by the government of the United States to kill people. And when I say I would kill these people and go home that night and sleep just fine, I'm really not exaggerating. I'm really not. There's no exaggeration there. With all these overpopulation wackos, God, if everybody who believes the Earth is overpopulated would just kill themselves, we'd be better off. Anyway, enough of me trying to justify killing millennials. Let me wrap this shit up because I need to eat breakfast because I have to go to work and actually do work. I can't stand there with a cup of coffee in my hand watching other people do stuff because somebody has to actually do something, else it'll never get done because fucking knows millennials can't do anything. All right, we're working this festival. Oh, and then there's this one. I forgot about this. So we're working this other festival or actually it's a corporate event, and there's drinks out there, beer and soda, pop, carbonated sugar water, whatever you want to call it, for the people who are attending the event. And one of our stupid fucking employees walks up to the cooler and pulls out a goddamn carbonated sugar water and pops it open and starts drinking it. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? That is not for us. Again, millennials don't understand the concept of other people's stuff, right? The things in these coolers are for the people attending the event. Those people are paying us to be here to work. We have our own cooler over here. The stuff in these coolers, this is not ours. This is not yours. This is not for you. And I see this all the time. We'll go to gigs and the fucking millennials will go over to the food and start eating food that is there for the people participating in the event. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? We'll do musical events. Everybody knows this, right? So musicians, they have their room backstage where they have their food and their drink and everything. We've all seen the cliches, like the musicians want a bowl of M&Ms. You have to take all the green M&Ms out, whatever. Okay, so that's called the green room. That's the hospitality table. The fucking millennials will go in the green room where the fucking musicians and take the musicians' fucking food and eat it. I have seen this. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? That is not for you. But you fucking millennials, you're so goddamn stupid and self-centered and selfish that you don't understand that there are things on the planet Earth that are not yours. You just can't fucking grasp that, can you? You're so fucking stupid that you cannot understand there are things that don't belong to you. And you can't figure out why you don't have a job. Okay, now let me really try to wrap this up. We're working this festival. We've been there for like 3 days, and we've been parking over in the back right behind the festival area because we've been working, setting up. So now the festival is actually going on, and this is a no parking zone during that time because there's a fucking festival happening. And I'm hanging out back there because our equipment is staged back there. That's like our headquarters. And I'm sitting there, and this car pulls up, and this douchebag from the temp service who had been working with us for 3 days hops out of the car, and he goes, "Hey, I want to park back here." I'm like, "You can't park back here." Well, but I thought since I knew you guys, I'd be able to park back here. I'm like, "No, you cannot park back here." He got all pissed off. And again, this is the whole, he's worked here for 3 fucking days. And he thinks he gets parking privileges, like right behind the fucking event. I mean, yeah, the fucking owner of the company is parked back there. The fucking person running the event is parked back there. The person who is a personal friend of the person running the event, she was parked back there. But this fucking douchebag who's worked with us for 3 fucking days from a temp service. He works for a temp agency because he doesn't have a full-time job. I can't figure out why. He thinks he gets to park back here right next to the car of the person who's running the fucking event. It's like, no, you don't have that goddamn privilege. You have not fucking earned that privilege. Do you fucking stupid fucking nasty fucking ignorant fucking snowflake fucking millennials not fucking understand? You are not special. If you want privileges, you have to fucking earn them. I know that's anathema to you. I know the concept of having to earn something just terrifies the fuck out of you because you've been told you're a snowflake and you're special and you're entitled and you're just the most wonderful person and you're the smartest generation ever. And I know you have a motherfucking iPhone and I know you have a motherfucking Facebook account and I know you're special, but you're not. You're not special. You're just unemployed. And there's a fucking reason why you can't find a fucking job.